We're doing the Seder HaDorot, and we were up to the year 1657, when Noach comes out of the ark, and Noach saw this male goat eating these unripe grapes in the field that are called Lombarski. How do you like that? I don't know what that is. You know what Lombarski is?
Is that in Laz?
He doesn't say. He just says Lombarski. What is Lombarski?
I
know. I don't know.
It's going to bring because if she rides, I'm going to come in and see more.
And he saw how this goat got drunk from it and was dancing around happily. So Noah went and took some of the root of that grapevine, and he rinsed the root of the grapevine with the blood of a lion and a pig and a sheep and a monkey. And then he planted it. And then the grapes that grew there were good and sweet, and Noach drank from it. So you guys seem so surprised. There's a whole medrash about what they watered that grapevine with.
I know, right, but why?
But he's quoting a different. He's quoting it differently.
So that, I don't understand why he would rinse the root.
I guess it affects it. Okay. This is how he quotes the medrash.
Now wait a second. This isn't right after the get out of the ark, right?
I don't know. So,
for which sake did he kill all those animals?
They didn't necessarily kill them. Maybe they just found the dead carcass.
Yeah, but usually the blood is dry. You're in that situation, probably.
I don't know. They say that Noach was called Yiyano, which comes from the word Yayin, and his wife was called Tutsia. I don't know what that comes from. Some say her name was Arzia, like Eretz, because she was really the mother of the continuation of humanity. After she passed away, they called her Eshata from the word Esh, because she went up to heaven. And some say they called her Alse Priska. Okay. Yosef didn't drink wine till the day he saw his brothers. For all those years he was separate from his brothers, he didn't drink wine until they reunited. And it says in the Sefer that he was a tikkun of Noach. Adam Arishon had 6 commandments, and Noach got the 7th commandment of Eber Minachai. That's why they're called the 7 Noachide laws, because Adam Arishon wasn't eating any meat, so he didn't have that mitzvah yet. They say that Noah had a 4th son after the Mabel, who was named Yoniko, and he was very smart. He knew astronomy very well, and his brothers chased him away, and he taught Nimrod how to be a great warrior. And they say that after the Mabel, Noah went out of Armenia to Italy, and that's where he learned all types of wisdom, and I guess he taught all types of wisdom. He quotes here that Hevel was a Gilgal in Noach, and afterwards Hevel reappeared in Shem and Yefet, and Noach, Shem, and Moshe come from the same spark, and that's where Yefet comes in. So Noach's 3 sons, they bore the 70 nations. Yefet had 14 nations: Gomer, Magog, Madai, Yavan, Tuval, Meshech, and Tiras. And he says that Meshech maybe is an acronym. The sons of Gomer are Ashkenaz, Rifat, and Togarma. And Magog had Eli, Chalef, and Lubav. Madai had Atun, Vila, Choni, and Lot. And Yavan had Elisha, Tarshish, Kitim, and Dodanim. The sons of Tuval were Arisei, Kesed, and Tari. The sons of Meshech, Dadon, Zalzon, and Shivshani. The sons of Tiras were Baniv, Nira, Bizon Lopidion Gilak. And they had, they had 600 people. Others say there were 15 families, but he says that's an error. Now, he says in the end of the book, Ochot Olam, he wrote that the king of Al-Kuzar was Yosef ben Aharon. This was the king of Al-Kuzar. And he was a descendant of Yefet from the children of Togarma, because he had 10 children. Agiyot, Tirash, Ozar, Chogion, Bizel, Tirza, Kazar. He says, so the Kuzarim come from this son, Kazar, from the sons of Yefet, from the sons of Togarma. Nu, Balkar, Savir, Anu, Mivni. So you see, Kazar was the seventh son. And Kazar were the people who became converts. The whole people became the Kuzari. So he says they were from a people called Kazar, who were descendants of Togarma, who was the son of Yefet.